Okay, we left off in the previous year. So we're discussing the big breakthrough of the Ketzelos. I always say this is, if you had to make a list of the top 10 famous Ketzelos, it's probably up there. So the Ketzelos in Siman HaReish has a tremendous chiddush about the very essence of giving a get. You know, you would think, we're halfway through June already, we've been learning for about 10 months Gittin, you would think we would finally define what the word Venosa means, to give the get, such an integral part of the process. So I would have thought that Venasa means that you have to, like, almost like legally transfer ownership of the get to the woman. So it comes to Ketzelos, that's not what it says. The Torah doesn't say Vehiknas to get Leisha. It says Venasa Miyadam. It says to physically just to give it. And says the Ketzelos that Hakno Luchud Unisino Luchud. And the Ketzelos know that that's true, that Venasa doesn't mean anything more than just a physical giving of a piece of paper. So the Ketzelos being a Rife Magamar, the whole thing you start with one line, Agamar, the Chafim Mesechus Gittin. The Gemara tells us that kasva al isuri hanal kosher. If you write a get on something which is prohibited to derive benefit from, on a cheeseburger, you write a get on an apple of orla, or for the more creative people on a shohan niskal, and you decide to give it to the woman. So the Gemara says it's okay. The get will be chal. The get is all right. So yes, it tells the kasha. What do you mean? Everybody knows that you can't transfer ownership on a dover osman. No, that's like a thankful yapper, says the Ketzelos. You can't do that. And since you can't, it's impossible, unlikely, to transfer ownership on a dover osman. And yet the Gemara says that a get and a dover osman works. You put two and two together. Obviously, there is no din of transferring ownership. There is no din of akinos a get. All that the Allah requires him to see this again. That was the big brachish. That was the big breakthrough of the Ketzelos. So we have to backpedal a little bit on the Ketzelos. We wanted to nekudas left on the sugya. And say, wait a second, is it so pashut that you can't transfer ownership of a davar asim hanah? If that piece of the puzzle falls by the wayside, then the entire Ketzelos unraveled. But what led the Ketzelos to that conclusion? Why was he so convinced, 100% sure, that you can't sell, you can't transfer ownership of a davar asim hanah? So there's actually two Gemaras that forced his hand. One was the Gemara of Kama that said that when you have a shohan nisko, if I have an animal that killed somebody, and now the bazin has already caught the animal, is ready to declare that the animal is chayav misa, and I figure at the last minute, let me make a few dollars off it, so I try to sell it to somebody else, eidam mocher. No good. That mechira doesn't take effect, doesn't take hold. Says it tells, why not? It's a davar asim hanah. That was Gemara number one. Gemara number two is the Gemara Psachim, a little bit more down to earth for us. After the Zman Isser, one cannot be mafke one's chametz. A guy wakes up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Pesach. Abayah Chabili wants to be mafke, wants to be mafke one's chametz. He says, too late. You don't own it anymore. Now, don't be a smart aleck and think, well, I don't own it, so it's not a violation by Rav Matzah. And I says, that's a joke. Vis-a-vis by Rav Matzah, you own it. The Torah says you own it concerning the Isser by Rav Matzah. But for all other practical reasons, you don't own it. So you cannot be mafke your chametz after this man Isser. Well, for that matter, let's say a guy forgot to sell his chametz, and now it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Pesach. He decides he wants to sell his chametz right now. You can't do it. What you don't own, you cannot sell. The only time you could possibly luck out and sell your chametz at 5 o'clock in the afternoon is, as I will ask you, we'll share our personal, one of our many years ago, but Ari came knocking at my door at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that for whatever reason he had not been present at Mechimus Chametz. Gevalt, what do you do then? So he hit the jackpot. Because that year, it was an Erev Pesach Shtichal Yos B'Shabbos. So technically speaking, the Chometz was really Mutamanana. We had done the Mechira 6 hours earlier, but technically speaking, you could really do the Mechira before Shkir also. So we arranged, if I'm not mistaken, Ari, we arranged a what?
Frankie.
I forgot who the beloved non-Jew was at the time. But Lemais, we arranged a private Mechira Chometz. But that was only because it was that year. And the other year, we would have made him take all the chametz and throw it into the garbage or burn it into the fire, literally, because it was too late. So we did it Friday afternoon, right. So these are the two riots of the Ketzelos. Now, can we unravel these riots? Can we be done? Can we refute these riots? If we can, so then we're back into assuming that Menasa may mean what we thought it meant. What two possible ways are there to, in a sense, disagree with these two rayas? So one of the rayas, the Raya of Mishra Niskal, is a very, very tricky raya. Because the assumption of the Ketzelos was that once the Beis Din declares that the shor is ready to be killed, it becomes asa b'hanoah at that moment itself. So that's not so simple. Now, what led Niktos to believe that was because the Gemara does tell us that if once I have a shor nisko, that's nigma dino, Beis Din decides that it's chayav isa, if I jump the gun, I shecht it, b'sor asa b'hanoah, I'm not allowed to use the meat. So the Ketzos was led to believe, like Rashi, like most of the Rishonim probably were led to believe, that at the time of the Gemar Din, the shor is already Asabano. So Rabbi Natam happens to say not that way. Rabbi Natam happens to hold that a shor and Niskel does not become Asabano until it's dead. Either it's Niskel or it's Nishkel. If something else happens to it, we're closed by that it's alive, it's Mutbano. Says Rabbi Natam, if you want to take a little ride around the block on your shor, I'm not sure you would want to do that, the shor and Niskel, but if you want to take a little ride around the block on your shor and Niskel, well, before Beis Din gets ready to be so clear, you ask them, please, I just have to finish plowing my field with it. Rabbi Natam says, you're allowed to do that. Rabbi Natam says, Mutbano. A shor and Niskel is Mutbano until it's dead. So wait a second, a shor and Niskel is Mutbano until it's dead. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, Machor eno Machor? So Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin quotes that Rabbi Natan had a totally different understanding of that Gemara. When the Gemara says Machor eno Machor, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the Mechira didn't take place. What the Gemara meant to say is, don't think by selling the animal off to somebody else, the animal's going to get out of jail. The animal's going to get out of being Niskel. It's not true. Machor eno Machor. Don't fool yourself to think that you're going to sell the animal, pocket the proceeds, and the Lokech will be happy and you'll be happy. Everyone will be happy. No. We're going to take that animal away from the Lokech, and then the Lokech is going to come and get his money back from you. So don't be foolish and think you're going to get away with selling off the animal. But is the Mechira Chal? Yeah. So why shouldn't the Mechira be Chal? It's Mutbano anyway. So Rabbi Tom is right. That Machor to Machor doesn't mean anything like the Ketzos thought it meant, then the whole riot of one of the Ketzos just fell by the wayside.
What if he stores it, he can eat it?
No, because once it becomes, once it's dead, Nigmadino, so Shachta Osbano, but Mechayim, it can't be Osbano. Tam is a theory that when something is alive, it's no such thing as being Osbano and being a Bachai. And that's a theory in the there's no such thing as a live animal being Osbano. Yes, it only kicks in after the animal's already dead.
So why can't he eat it if he stores it?
Because then it's dead.
No.
Boy,
it's
Niskal. No, it's not. No, but it's not the skill. It's not the skill that asks it. It's dead. That skill that asks it. Sure, once Nigmadino, any time that this animal will now no longer be alive, it will become Asur B'Hanoah. So remember, that was a funny part, that the Asur B'Hanoah is kind of like Tolev Omeid. Right now, when it's alive, you can still take it for a ride around the park. But the minute that it ends up no longer being alive, either through Shechita or through Skila, it becomes Asur B'Hanoah. So that's the breakthrough of Rabbeinu Tam. What about the Gemara in Pesachim? The Gemara is much closer to Lamaisa for us. How do you get away with this Gemara? The Gemara says that you can't be Mevatlet after the Zman Esar. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that who says that Chometz is the model of all Isur HaNoah? Chometz is so fundamentally different than other Isur HaNoah in the following sense. Says the Chasam Sofer, Chometz, there's a bit of Tashbisu. There's Nisu by Rabbi Matzai. You have to get rid of it at moment's notice. If I have an apple of Orla in my kitchen, I wouldn't leave it on the table for somebody to eat. I put it away. I'll deal with it now from now. I'll deal with it tomorrow. The world's not coming to an end. If I happen to have a shor hanisko sitting around my backyard, I have to get rid of it this second. The only two isurim in the Torah that have to be disposed of immediately. One is the avodah zarah, and one is chametz b'pesach. It says Chasam Sofer. What the Torah says about chametz is as follows. When you have a slice of pizza sitting on your table and chametz b'pesach, how can you possibly own that? How can you possibly sell that? The Torah is shrine kai v'kayim, tashbisu by Rabbi Motzei. The Torah is telling you to get rid of it. How can you own something that the Torah itself is telling you that you must get it through a fire at moments of notice? When you have an apple of oil, you have a cheeseburger, I'll put the cheeseburger in the freezer. I won't eat it, but I'm not going to get rid of it at moments of notice. So it's very possible that you own it, and it's very possible you could sell it. So says the Chasam Sofer, the whole raya from Chometz to Pesach to Adi Sereno is not necessarily a raya. So the Chasam said these two grandiose rayas, one from Shor Niskel and one from Chometz to Pesach. We just refuted both rayas. Guess what? When you refute a person's both of their rayas, they have no rayas left. The rise left, then the whole din isn't necessarily true. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. Maybe the Torah is right, maybe it's not right. But there's no raya brush and la tshuva from the sugyas of Isur HaNoah. It's interesting that tshuva of the Chasam Sofer is a fascinating tshuva. He discusses whether Chometz Pesach is the rule or the exception to the rule in terms of ownership of Isur HaNoah. It's fascinating on many, many different levels, but I always find it one of the most fascinating tshuvas because it shows you the personal side of the other level of the Chasam Sofer. he writes in the, well, it's a whole tshuva, and then he writes at the end of the tshuva that he's apologizing to the person we wrote the tshuva to because he doesn't have enough time to write the tshuva properly. It looked to be a pretty good tshuva to me. Well, what was the apology? He writes that his wife just had a baby. And so he writes at the end of the last paragraph, his wife just had a baby. And he writes that she had a difficult delivery, right? Let's get into the details. He says, and she's sleeping right now in the room where all the svarim are. So he writes, and the mailman, the postman, is going to leave town now. In those days, it's not like, you know, you missed today's mail, throw it to tomorrow's mail. Who knows when the postman is going to come back to Pressburg, come back in another 6 months. So he writes, he wanted to get this tshuva back to the Shoel, but he writes, the favorite, I don't have any access to any svarim. So I'm just going to give you the Rashi Prokim of the Sugya, you know, without, I don't want to wake up my wife, and I want to write you the tshuva, but on the other hand, I don't have any svarim. So I'm just going to write you the Kitzah Nimrutz, you know, what I have to say. He writes a 5-page tshuva about the, anything you ever want to know about Yisrael. So on a much, 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 much lower scale, not even so I told my wife over this tshuva d'chassam sof a couple of days ago. She was commenting, like when I was saying the shiur in one of these bizarre places, says, so I said, you don't have the papers, you don't have the survey. I said, listen, d'chassam sof is able to write a 10-page tshuva. I could say a 35-minute kolobokah shiur on a sugya that I said in yeshiva 2 months before. Like, it's not like the end of the world. No, so I told her over the whole story with d'chassam sof, so she liked it. Okay. Anyway, back to that story. Right, that's exactly right. So the Ketos was learning that Chometz is the same. The Ketos was learning that Chometz is fundamentally also an example of Yisuri Hanah, and it's not really different than other Yisuri Hanah. It's only different that Chometz is a custom of the Shusa, but the Ein of Shusa part is the same. And others say, some sort of say, no, Chometz is the exception to the rule, not the rule. That's a loaded question. So let's get back now to the Ketos, back to my Maromachim number 8. Now we have some of this in front of us, papers in front of us. Let's take a look at my Maromachim number 8, where the Ketos begins his discussion. And he throws out a very theoretical kind of a question to almost highlight everything we've been talking about in terms of the Nesina in contrast to Hakanah. So says the Ketos in my Maromachim number 8, the Nista Pakti, and the following Shiloh. The Reuven should also shtam atan l'shimon al beiso. That Reuven wants to sell as a gift his house to Shimon. Now the halacha is that if you want to get a kid in shtar and karka, that's fine. You have to write the document, but you have to hand the document over to the recipient of that house. So let's say in a normal case, I want to give my house as a gift to you. So I write sada nesim l'cha b'matana. I hand you a piece of paper. So here it gets a little bit tricky. So I take the piece of paper and I put it down in the very house that I'm trying to sell you. But Amalo, he didn't know. So I'm trying to accomplish two things simultaneously. On the one hand, I'm trying to be mapped to the house to you. I'm trying to give you as a matana now. I'm trying to transfer ownership of the house to you. But I have to also grant you, I have to give you a piece of paper as well. So I'm a little bit in a catch 22. I want to gain the piece of paper, but I'm not handing you physically the piece of paper. I'm putting it into the house. So can we say as follows? Me name, can we say the following stunt? Can we say that I'll put the piece of paper into the house? And I'll say to you, I'm hereby granting you the house. And as I'm granting you the house, you become the owner of the house. And by becoming the owner of the house, so the paper is now in your possession. So you have been zochah on the paper. Or is there something backwards about that? Wait a second. You don't own the house yet until you're zochah on the paper. So you can spend the rest of your life trying to figure this one out. Do you get the paper first or the house first? The house first or the paper first? So the only way for this stunt to work is to come up with the following chiddush that that it all happens halachically simultaneously. Is that option available or not? Can we say such a thing or not? So says the Ketos, who made up such a thing? There is such a model, this idea, in the beginning of the 8th parak Maseches Gittin, about the following. The Mishnah says, in the end of Maseches Gittin, that Reuven wants to divorce Rachel. He need not put the get into her hand physically, although it says it also be yada. The Teshuvah Pes says he could put it into Chatzera as well. He could put it into her Chatzer. So says the Gemara, wait a second, hold the phone. He's going to put it into her Chatzer, but her Chatzer is really his Chatzer. because he really owns the chotzer, because so now we have a very, very strange situation. He's putting it into her chotzer, but she doesn't really own the chotzer yet, but he wants to give it a get. And once she's divorced, then she'll own the chotzer. So once she owns the chotzer, she'll be able to get the get, but she's not divorced yet. So you're in that same circle, that same vicious cycle of what the chicken or the egg, what comes first. So finally, the Gemara concludes in the beginning of the eighth Perek Gittin that this stunt works because Gita v'yada boin ke'echon. So says the Ketel's quote for the Gemara Masik, Yad de Evet Yad Rabo, Ala Gita v'yada boin ke'echon, V'chanami chatzer v'gita boin ke'echon. So says the Ketel's, where did this whole idea come from? This, somehow that we stop the clock and we say, yes, the taka works, that everything happens simultaneously. What gives us the right to say such a chiddush? So the Gemara explains, the mock or the source for this very chiddush is as follows. Reuven wants to free his Eved Kenani. Here's a little bit of the fourth part about Shichur Eved Kenani. So Reuven wants to free his Eved Kenani. So one of the methods of freeing an Eved Kenani is to shtar. So could somebody please explain to me, says the Gemara, who is the shtar going to go to? Who's going to receive the shtar? So Reuven takes the piece of paper and he writes a piece of paper, you Eved are now free. And he hands the paper to who? So Poshup Shah is to the Eved. Right? That's what I thought he gives it to the Eved. So he asks him, really? He gives it to the Eved? But who owns the Eved? The master owns the Eved. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. So when you take the piece of paper and put it into your Eved's hands, that's tantamount to taking it from your right hand and putting it to your left hand. So what kind of a decision is that? Who is that? Look, I said it doesn't work. So guess what? There's one title that says Taka doesn't work. There's one title that says that the question is better than the answer. And there's no way to free an Eved Kenani through Shtar. What do you mean? It's impossible to free an Eved Kenani. The Pasuk says, Chuv Shalom Nitan Lo. We have a tradition back to Moshe Rabbeinu that Shtar is one of the methods of freeing an Eved Kenani. So how can anybody deny that? Says the Gemara. No, there's one opinion that says you can't free the Eved Kenani by giving the Shtar to him himself. What you can do is you can give the Shtar to somebody else. A stranger, a free person, to be Zocha on behalf of the Eved Kenani. That will work. So you have a very, very bizarre halacha, a very strange halacha, that to give it to the Eved proper, that's not going to work. To give it to the representative of the Eved, that's going to work. That's a very strange idea. Usually, when somebody represents you, they're doing what you could do, but you're just not around to do it. Here, you can do it yourself. So that's a loaded sugya in the third in the first parak of a seventh kedushin, how that stunt works. But we happen not to paskin like that. We paskin that there is an option of freeing the Eved Kenani directly. You can literally take the shtar, hand it off to the Eved Kenani, and show him Yisrael. Right? The Gemara, what do you mean? It's a Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo. No problem. The magic phrase, Gito V'yodo, Boin Kiyachor. It all happens simultaneously. When you free the Eved, even though he's not free until he gets the shtar, when he gets the shtar, he becomes free. He's not free until he gets the shtar. He's not shtar. It's okay. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Of Gita V'yad Boim Kiechad. Well, a woman, very good. So the Gemara asked this kasha. The Gemara says, no, a woman, it's not really true. Because when a woman has a little bit of a yad, when we say that like a woman goes to work, so the money goes to the husband, it's not the same as an Eved. A woman does have the ability to be Makabel Matanos, she has the ability to get things on her own. So it's not quite the same as an Eved. But an Eved is a real problem. An Eved is a huge problem because it's a literally L'chol Dini HaTor Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. It comes to the Gemara and says, great, we have this brand new Yisrael called Gita V'yadabam Kiechad. It works by Avadim. It works by Get Isha. That's why the Gemara says that you can pull off the stunt and put the piece of paper into the chotzer, and then you'll be marked to the chotzer to the woman. Everything works. Everything is wonderful. So comes the Ketos and says, so maybe we can say the same thing when it comes to Shtar Matana. What's the difference between Gita V'yadabam Kiechad by a get? By Eshtar Shichra, we find in Halacha that it applies to those two places. So Maya Manishtana, then why shouldn't it work by a regular Shtar Matana? So we take a look at now back to the 8th of the Mamre Kamos. Ula Achar Ha'iyun says it to us. He thought about it a little bit. Nira Pshita D'Chagadon Zoychem. It doesn't work. It's Poshadim that it doesn't work by a Matana. Why? The Kevan De'achotzi V'Shtar Adayin Liyotzi B'Shus Echiz Kevam Kabel. Says, how is this going to work? It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. If he doesn't own the house, he's not going to own the paper. If he doesn't own the paper, he's not going to own the house. This thing doesn't make any sense. But the Gemara says it by Gittin. The Gemara says it by Shtar Shichur. Why is Get different? He has the punchline, the underlying part of the Ktais. The Get shiny, the Get Isha, the Eved Lo Boy Zechiah, Shadis Kedev Zechiah. Comes the Ketels and says that when it comes to Nesinas Haget Isha or Nesinas Shashem, Shashem and Get always go hand in hand. Nesina, we can water down a little bit. We can say, yeah, get together from Gecha, what's the big deal? But if you want to go down the regular rules of Cheshe Mishpat, you're going to go ask the lawyers, does this work? It's a Git of Yerba Gecha, they're going to laugh you out of here. They're going to say, Kamam, knows that. If you don't own the property, you can't be Zoch on the star. Let's put it to the property. If you don't own the star, then you can't be Zoch on the property. This game doesn't work in Dinim Amnus. This game only works outside of Dinim Amnus. What are two examples of outside of Dinim Amnus where there's no requirement of Haknoah? One is Get Isha and one is Shtar Shechor. And says the Tzos, and how do I know by yourself? Let's skip down to the second paragraph, to the fourth line, the end of the fourth line of the second paragraph, by time and by the kind of costly kosher. I forgot the legato is klab. Even though you can't sell, you can't give his gifts, there hakno of Isra'no. This is different because it's only did the seed and not did it. So this is the breakthrough of the Ketels. Meshtar matonos, meshtar mechiras, you need hakno, but gittin by Ebekinani, you don't. Then the Ketels concludes a little bit later on, the end of his piece. He says, now I understand the answer to the following dilemma. It's a famous kasha. Remember, all the way back to the first paragraph of Masechet Gittin, we spoke about some of the similarities between Get Isha and Shtar Shechor. One of the many halachas that they are similar in is vis-a-vis the din of Lishma. We know that when you write a get, so a get isha has to be written Lishma, the chos of law, Lishma. And similarly, when you write a shtar shechor, it has to be written Lishma, it has to be written for the purpose, for the goal of that particular eved kenayni. Because the Torah says, chos of law, by a get isha, it says, a chushal nita law, by a shechor kenayni, instead of a kenayni. And therefore, the halacha Moshe Sinai tells us that all the din of Lishma carry over. So basically, if you learn the sugyas of the beginning of Masechet Gittin, then you come to the conclusion that if you write a shtar shechor for an eved kenayni that's not lishma, you can throw it into the garbage. It's not worth the piece of paper that it's written on. You accomplish absolutely nothing. So come all the achareim and say, wait a second, hold the phone. Why did you accomplish nothing? When you write a shtar shechor to an eved kenayni, what do you write? What's the text of the shtar? Hareta l'atzbecha, hareta ben chayrin, you're free for yourself. Let every shtar shechor double as a shtar mechira. What if Reuben wants to sell his eved kenayni to somebody else? So one of the methods of buying and selling eved kenayni is to a shtar. So come to Achareim and say, when you write a shtar shechor, so don't call it a shtar shechor, call it a shtar mechira. Who's the recipient? The eved himself. You just sold the eved back to himself. So what's the difference whether you sell the eved to a third party or whether you sell the eved to himself? So come to Achareim and say, wait a second. When do we require the Shema? That's when you're writing a religious document, like a Shtar Gerushin, like a Shtar Kedushin, like a Shtar Shechor. But when you're writing a monetary, you're writing a legal piece of paper, what do you have to do the Shema for? When you're writing Ksuba, it doesn't have to be the Shema. That's a legal Dini Mamonis type of document. It's not a ritual, religious kind of a document. Remember, I was once an eight Kedushin, I'm standing in the Chuba, and the collar, they were so excited, they were so, it was like you could see like they were looking like it was Yom Kippur. And when they were reading the Ksuba, like I was looking, it was such a slavos. I was thinking to myself, this is not such a religious document right now. So the Kedushin's excited, Kyur Kudeshus, that's it. But this is like very, very dollars and cents. Like, I'm going to support you. We're going to give you 200 zuz. Like, this is not, this is not the Nila, whatever it is. Anyway, so to over here, there's no din of lishma. There's no requirement of lishma when you're dealing with a shtar mechira. So why doesn't every shtar shechor that was written shalei kedin, it was written shalei lishma, let it serve as a shtar mechira, and let's make believe that you were machta the eved to himself. And what would the ramifications be that you were machta the eved to himself? So if you remember back to the fourth parak of the Kiyas, there was one opinion of the Gemara Shmuel that maintained that once the eved acquires his kinyan mamon, once he doesn't have to work for you anymore, then he goes free. Then he's totally free. He doesn't even need a shtar shechor. He can marry every once. Once he's only seven, he's only seven. So come to the Achareim and say, wait a second. The Mishnah says beferush that a shtar shechor written shalosh shema is not worth the paper that's written on. Why not? Let it forget it serving as a shtar shechor. Let it serve as a shtar mechira. Who is the recipient of the mechira? The eved proper. So comes the Ketzel, does that tell the answer to the question? Because if you think about it, every time you give a shtar, shichur, to an Eved Kenani, you're running into a brick wall. You're running into a problem. Is that Gita V'yad Abam Kiyachad? How does it work? How in the world is that going to work? He belongs to you. So you give me the paper from your right hand to your left hand. So the only answer is the Gita V'yad Abam Kiyachad. The solution to the problem, how every shtar shichur works, is Gita V'yad Abam Kiyachad. But says the Ketzel, that only works L'gabe shtar shichur. That doesn't work L'gabe shtar mechira. That was exactly what the Ketzel said. That chiddush haTorah of Kitav Yom Kiyechad only works when there's a din of Nesina, not a din of Haknah. When it's a religious document, there's a din of Nesina. When it's a legal document, then it's a din of Haknah. So says the Ketzels, if you write a Shtar Shichur Eved Kenani Shel Lishma, you're 0 for 2. You strike out, this world two swings and you're out. What do you want it to be exactly? You wrote a piece of paper to the Eved, you wrote Shel Lishma and you handed it to him. So please tell me which route would you like to go? You want to go down the route of a religious document of Ishtar Shichur, derived from Gittin, Lola Meisha, the whole nine yards. That's not going to work because it was written Shalom Lishma. So it's 0 for 1. You want to change teams. Say, no, forget it working as a religious document. Let it work as a legal document. Let's make believe we'll call it Ishtar Mechira. And Ishtar Mechira doesn't have to be written Lishma. That's the problem because Ishtar Mechira, what kind of Ishtar Mechira is that? It's Yad Ebek Yad Rabo. You didn't give it to him yet. You want to invoke you can't do that. It was only done by a religious document. So it says, here you have this piece of paper written in front of it, and you want it to work either as religious or as legal, it's 0 for 2. It can't be a religious document, it was in Shul and Shema. It can't be a legal document because it's a Yad Evik Yad Rabbo. So at the end of the day, the Ketzel sticks to his guns at the part that's most relevant in terms of our sugi for Sefer Gittin, where the bottom line is, Agabar says, that Kosval Yisurah HaNor Kosher. So there was one question, we spent the last 2 weeks on one question. What do you mean, Kosal Yisurah HaNor Kosher? You can't sell the paper to the woman. If it's Kosal HaNor, it's not going anywhere. So the answer is, you're right, it's not going anywhere. It doesn't have to go anywhere. It's okay if it goes nowhere. All it has to be is a Maisa to see the Yama. It need not be HaKadah. And in that manner, in that fashion, Gittin part ways from regular Shtar Mechiras. And as an aside, it's able to use that to solve the old question of the Achronim. What happened to Shtar Shichur? We'll put this, make a seam on this part of the sugar. Next week, we'll try to stop the next week.
Have
a good Shabbos, everybody. Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. Shabbos, thank you.
Shabbos.
What's that din of somebody who steals a shor and iska? He has to pay back. He doesn't have shor. And who's, so if I steal chametz an erev Pesach, still the, it's not my chametz.
Erev Pesach is tricky. That's all mission about that. I don't know if it's complicated. If I stole with it, it wasn't us right now. Once it was us right now, then I can do all the
shor. They stole it.
The whole tricky is not even in the comments.
Welcome back. Thanks. We can help. I
appreciate it. Thanks for maneuvering all the.
Well, we just finished it.
We just started today, so. Uh-huh.